Good morning, everyone. We thank you all for being here.
A recent morning at the Port Arthur, Texas Stillwell Technical School, and a few words from Port Arthur Deputy Superintendent Dr. Morcese Beasley.
Opportunity to see our students connect what they're learning with their real lives. And we happen to live in a hurricane-prone area, and all of us understand the value of having structures that are well-built. We appreciate FEMA, and I do believe that this is where learning meets the road. So I would just say, build some doghouses. Is that okay?
And the charge from Dr. Beasley, build some doghouses, but not the canine variety. This doghouse is spelled D-A-W-G-H-A-U-S, a FEMA Mitigation Community Education Project.
Hello, I'm Matthew Tompkins. I'm the building trades instructor here at Stillwell. And we're real excited today. We have FEMA and members of the community and Sutherland's here donating the supplies to build what they call a doghouse. What it is, it's just a model that has all the hurricane straps built the way to code that FEMA and the county has requested that people build their house. And this is all new to people who hadn't built a house. And so we're going to actually build a model that can be put in the store and displayed throughout the community to show people this is how you should be building in this county.
Doghouse. It's an acronym. Disaster Avoidance with Good Home Attenuating Unionization Systems. A 6 feet by 8 feet by 7 feet high wooden structure that teaches tech school students how to build safer and stronger houses to withstand hurricane force winds. Doghouse materials are supplied by local home improvement stores. Port Arthur's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Johnny Brown.
This kind of reach out is a model for us all in terms of sharing of ideas and resources. We applaud FEMA, we applaud Sutherland's, and we certainly are thankful for our teachers and parents and others who have come together, and our principal for coming together in providing students with an opportunity to literally build a house similar to the kind of house that you build in the community, except just smaller.
Students Elizabeth Mitchell and Adrian Green were ready to start building their school's doghouse.
I feel like that this is a very constructive way of helping us to build a better home for other people who are needed and for those who are living here at the moment.
When he first said, "Y'all ready to build a doghouse, Mr. Boulard," I was kind of surprised. I was like, a doghouse? For what project? And it was like, it's a FEMA doghouse. Then I was like, oh, okay. Then he told us all kind of structures we would be using. Then he showed me the plans. Then I looked at it a lot more different.
The doghouse. It's an unusual acronym, but a catchy way to turn lumber and nails and building skills into life-saving, build stronger, and build safer messages FEMA hopes the students will take home. And when they become homeowners, FEMA hopes they will remember disaster avoidance with good home attenuating unionization systems. And that spells doghouse. For FEMA Web Radio, I'm Don Jacks.